9-year-old Avery rests a thin, foldable mat on his shoulders. Its two ends point straight ahead, like horns on a bull. He leans forward before charging across the Keet Gushihin Elementary School gym.
The fighter's scared. Bull's coming towards him.
Avery is part of the Neurodiverse Physical Activity Group. It's a collaboration between Sitka's Parks and Recreation Division and Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, that provides hour-long sessions of individualized play for kids on the autism spectrum.
Sometimes we challenge them and set up obstacle courses or try to do more of a structured game, but for the most part, this is their space to come and explore and play, and we're just here to facilitate it.
That's Whitney MacArthur, a physical therapist at SEARCH. She says organized sports aren't for everyone, so physical activity looks different for every kid.
The fun part about this group is really letting it be kid-led and see how they play and just adapt our play around them.
MacArthur plays right alongside the kids. She prances across balance beams, hops on trampolines, and acts out whatever character the kids dream up. She's been a bullfighter, a knight, or, when another boy's here, a race car with a notable losing streak.
He is usually one step above me in upgrades, always, and I'm always slower than he is, and he usually has something he can throw at me.
Avery likes when there's a soundtrack to his imagination. As he and MacArthur build castles and fight monsters, video game music booms from a speaker in the gym.
Like Minecraft dungeons, custom Minecraft music, and a wither storm. Have you ever heard that thing?
But it's not all fun and games. MacArthur says it benefits the kids' gross motor skills too. Those are movements we make with our arms and legs, like climbing, throwing, or jumping.
It's a great opportunity for parents to meet each other too and build that support group as well.
Earl Pirtle is Avery's grandfather, who Avery calls Buddy. He says not every kid enjoys baseball, so letting Avery run around with this group is a good way to get his energy out.
For him, it's to get out of the house and do other things, other activities, and keep him more active rather than sitting in the house playing video games.
The group met every Monday and Thursday in July. Although this is the last session, Pirtle hopes there will be more in the future.
It's getting too close.
As the hour draws to a close, it's time to start cleaning up. MacArthur turns off the music, and Avery helps her put the mats and balls away. Once the gym floor is clear, Avery slips his sneakers on and runs toward the door.
Come on, buddy.
Wait.
In Sitka, I'm Lauren Salemo.